Hello, hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here with you live tonight for President Trump's bombshell of a speech. Sorry, we're late. We have a plumbing emergency going on here at the moment, and we have to give a shout out to Moose from the Good Shepherd Contracting in Dutchess County, New York. He came on emergency. He's a believer. So please, if you need someone, please look him up because he came for us tonight on emergency. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're going to open up in prayer very fast, and we're going to cut right to President Trump. So, Father God, we just come before you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise, Father God. Lord, we just hand this night over to you. Order our words. Order the words of President Trump tonight as we go forth, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray. Amen and amen. The dogs are all up in arms because Moose is here. Okay.
In history. For years, we paid the highest price for prescription drugs anywhere in the world. Okay. Now we pay the lowest price under my most favored nation's policy because I was able to get the rest of the world and the pharmaceutical companies to act
of his
responsibly.
His speech.
Drug prices are coming down by 70, 80, and 90%. TrumpRx.gov, this will ultimately reduce the cost of health care. You have to go to TrumpRx.gov and take advantage of it. But the cost of health care is coming way down because of what we've done with prescription drugs. And with Trump accounts, every child in America now has access to a tax-free investment account
to
save for their future. Billions and billions of dollars are being invested, put in by companies and individuals to take care of our children so that at age 18, they will have potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars in their account, and they'll get off to a great start in life. So for that, go to TrumpAccounts.gov and sign up your child or any child you'd like to sign up. Our previously wide open borders have been transformed into the most secure borders in the history of our country, with zero illegal aliens being admitted to the United States in the past 14 months. That is zero. Nobody thought it was possible.
That's amazing.
We have the worst border in the history of our country, and now we have the best. Crime is plummeting nationwide with the murder rate at its lowest level since 1900, or more than 125 years ago. We're making a record investment in our armed forces, and we have the strongest and most powerful military by far anywhere in the world. I built it during my first term, and unfortunately, we're forced to use it now. We won in Venezuela, which is now working with us to produce millions and millions of barrels of oil. We are likewise winning big in Iran, and you will see the fruits of that labor very, very shortly. America is back and doing really well, but we still have a major challenge that must be urgently addressed.
Yes.
Because no country can be great without fair and honest elections. You have to trust your country, because if there can be no trust, there can be no greatness.
Suddenly come on and address the nation.
No trust, no greatness.
Because this was planned. This is not like a
bold, swift, and decisive action to protect the integrity of America's elections. Every American deserves to know that when they cast their vote, that vote will be counted accurately in a system, and that is to make that system secure, one where cheating and interference are not just difficult, but virtually impossible. Unfortunately, the system we have today falls catastrophically short of that standard. Tonight, I'm announcing the immediate declassification and release of critical intelligence.
Wow.
Shocking vulnerabilities in our
infrastructure. He's declassifying
it. This evidence shows that the election system we have dangerously exposes and really exposes like levels never thought possible to hacking, exploitation, and foreign interference. Just as disturbingly, this vital information has for many years been covered up and hidden from you, the American people, our beautiful, our great American people. But that all changes right now. The documents we will release starting tonight have been gathered by the White House government.
This is where
Transparency Task Force, a great group of people, along with the staff of the President's Intelligence Advisory Board, supported by our top intelligence agency chiefs, who have all personally reviewed the findings. We are presenting this evening and fully confirmed their authenticity. You can see these documents for yourself at whitehouse.gov. That's whitehouse.gov. Go check it out. Our purpose in disclosing this information is not to weaken confidence in elections,
but
to earn that confidence by confronting vulnerabilities and correcting them very, very quickly. And that's what we're doing. The documents cover five major areas of concern.
Yeah.
First, they show that over a period of years, starting during the 2020 election cycle, the People's Republic of China carried out what is believed to be the largest compromise of election data in history, resulting in China's illicit acquisition of
220
million U.S. voter files. That information includes names, addresses, phone numbers, political party preferences, and other sensitive data that would be needed to register to vote and engage in other activities, which is exactly what was happening.
Okay.
This data loss presents an unprecedented election security nightmare. The intelligence even shows that China signed a data exploitation unit specifically to this new project. Compounding the travesty, the second set of documents we are releasing reveals that members of the deep state, very, very famous group of people, many cases, in our intelligence agency work to actively suppress and downplay information about the extent of China's sinister election meddling.
China.
Covering it up from both the president and the American people.
Well.
Like nobody thought was possible.
And he's declassifying all of this.
Learning about
this is
the
all getting released now. This is why July to September is such a critical
they discovered
window.
That tens of millions of voter data, think of that, tens of millions of voters' data in 18 states have been bought, stolen, or hacked by China. Mm-hmm. Yet those responsible for sounding the alarm instead kept the information secret and hidden.
Mm-hmm.
They did not disclose to me as president or to anyone else. And to the best of our knowledge, they did not inform Congress. In fact, all they kept saying is, this is the most secure election in the history of our country. A standard, very pat line that was divvied out to say. The cover-up of this colossal security breach is even more disturbing in light of the additional information showing that China engaged in other election-related activities to undermine my first administration and our 2020 campaign. They did not,
so now
not
China's
want,
being
and they
brought
just didn't want
to
it.
The
they
forefront
fought
of this.
Like hell not to have it Donald Trump to win, and for good reason. As the documents we are releasing show, CIA reporting explicitly stated, and I quote, in mid-2018, the Chinese Communist Party's policy was to leverage all domestic and foreign elements
that was
that
the
were
year
opposed
before
to
COVID
the U.S.
hit.
President in an effort to reduce the U.S. president's votes and make him resign or prevent his reelection. Isn't that nice? Also, in mid-2018, China was working to influence the results of the U.S. midterm elections.
Remember, he's releasing this too because of the Save America Act. Remember that this is part of the reason he wants the public to see the evidence.
In mid-2019, the Chinese government's strategy against the United States was focused on undermining domestic confidence in the U.S. president. They wanted to just make you sound like your president wasn't so hot, when actually your president has done a great job. And they did everything possible to do exactly that. Going on, this document says, and this is by the CIA, the strategy included efforts to use Chinese contacts with big U.S. companies to influence U.S. business leaders to turn against the President of the United States of America.
He's blowing the lid off of China here.
Chinese government sought to identify U.S. journalists who had reported negatively on the U.S. president and pay them large sums of money to write more negative articles about him.
That's right.
As many as they could, and they didn't care what they said. The Chinese government wanted U.S. president to lose the next election, and the reason they wanted me to lose is because they knew I was wise to them. Charged them billions and billions of dollars worth of tariffs and built the strongest military.
Now COVID's starting to make more sense, isn't it? If this all started in 2018.
In the world. These are exact quotes from the CIA reporting. The name of the person doing the quote is now under review, but it gets even worse. Raw intelligence obtained by the FBI in 2020. Yet buried by rogue bureaucrats, stated that China's activities even included an attempt to manufacture illegal ballots for Joe Biden. Documents show that during this period, dozens of significant CIA and NSA reports about China's election targeting were kept out of the presidential briefing. These were briefings I would get almost every day. Everything was kept out that was of importance. One email among intelligence analysts admitted that they had, quote, deliberately massaged the presidential daily briefing to withhold information regarding Chinese activities related to the election. Another official inside the FBI wrote that she was running, quote, a shadow government, unquote, to keep intelligence about China's election meddling from becoming known and to keep it away from the honorable press.
See what he's saying? Deep state, shadow government, China. Look at the words he's using.
To be blatantly political. Recently, we found significant numbers of burn bags in formation, and this is a group of bags that were used to destroy information given by President Barack Hussein Obama.
There he goes.
It was supposed to be burned. These bags were supposed to be.
Now he's named Obama.
At a different level by different people, incinerated and checked, but it never happened. Maybe we got lucky. We believe this was not done on purpose, but rather through gross incompetence of the people that were supposed to burn the bag. But the findings are stunning. Today, I'm asking the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the CIA to investigate how and why such crucial information was hidden, to fire those involved in the cover-up, and to file criminal charges if appropriate.
This is what he's asking for, criminal charges now to be filed against these people. He's asking for this nationally.
The third set of documents we are
in America's 250th year. Look at the timing of when he's making this speech.
Blatantly lied to about the security of our election infrastructure.
Look at the timing.
Electronic voting machines and ballot counting systems, dishonest, almost all. They're vulnerable and they're easily compromised, and people within our government knew that. Tonight, we're publishing a series of previously classified U.S. intelligence community assessments and other reports proving that our government has long known these machines are extremely exposed to attack. As one assessment states, we judge that
this is what Mike
the United States adversaries, including at a minimum Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, as well as non-state groups, have the capability to compromise U.S. election infrastructure. That's unquote, but that's some statement, isn't it? Made by supposedly great patriots of our country. The document goes on to further state that, quote, we assess that centralized election-related data repositories, such as voter registration databases, poll books, and other official election websites, are most vulnerable to exploitation, and adversaries could use this access to these systems to disrupt election processes within the United States of America. Tonight, we're releasing all of those findings and spanning from January 2020 to June 2026. This is a cyber threat aimed at the very heart of our democracy. Many people have questioned whether it could actually be possible to electronically manipulate vote totals or change election results on these terrible machines. Today, we are releasing documents that show the CIA obtained reporting of a specific plot to do a big number in favor of the corrupt Maduro regime in Venezuela. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened, conspiring to digitally rig their own country's elections in 2020. And that's what they did. This reporting included precise details about methods to regime develop to digitally alter vote totals in ways that could not be detected even with an audit, no matter how deep they went. This intelligence underscores why we must take urgent action to ensure that our own system can never, ever be hacked or compromised like it was in the past. The fourth set of documents reveals that even when significant evidence of fraud has been detected, it has been buried and covered up. Among the disclosures tonight are FBI files detailing evidence of alleged fraud by a large-scale voter registration operation in Michigan. In 2020, Michigan State Police raided a Democrat Get Out the Vote organization, corrupt group, in Muskegon. And we're so concerned by what they found. They were just so concerned. They couldn't believe it, actually, mm-hmm. that they contacted the FBI in Detroit. The documents state that some canvassers admitted to FBI agents that they signed voter registration forms in other people's names, submitted fraudulent registration for people who did not exist, and received gift cards tied to their number of applications that they produced. In other words, it was pay, play, and cheat. The FBI agents working on the case believe that crimes were committed, yet the Biden Department of Justice slow-walked the investigation and killed it. Tonight, I'm asking the FBI director to ensure that the matter is fully investigated and to work with the Department of Justice to prosecute those responsible for any crimes. Finally, to reveal just how vulnerable our elections continue to be, we are releasing the results of a stunning investigation by the Department of Homeland Security. According to the DHS review, state voter rolls and public records, they identified approximately 278,000 non-citizens who are registered to vote in federal elections. Since Democrat states refused to share their voter files, the real number is actually much higher than that. Yet, even this limited analysis found more than 250,000 foreigners illegally registered to vote. Put together, these disclosures reveal an election system so broken and so vulnerable that no one can possibly defend it. It is not defensible. Hundreds of millions of U.S. voter files are in the hands of foreign governments. Our machines and ballot counting systems are exposed to hacking and manipulation and corruption. China and other countries have been trying to meddle in our elections. Evidence of fraud has been buried. Hundreds of thousands of non-citizens and dead people are listed and active on the voter rolls. And yet we still have elections with no voter ID, no proof of citizenship, and tens of millions of ballots floating aimlessly through the mail. As one example of the insanity, California's recent election for mayor of L.A. and governor was held on June 2nd, long time ago, but it was just completed a few days ago on July 10th. Think of that, more than 1 month. It took a month to count the votes. I wonder what they were doing. This is worse than any third world country. There's no third world country that has elections like we have. In a rare move, NBC and ABC fake news have both said that they would not cover this speech. They knew what it was about because of the fact that they don't like the topic, because they know how corrupt our system is and they don't want to reveal it. They and others in the media are part of a plot. They want to continue this fraud for whatever reason. They want to keep it going. They want to protect the radical left. They can't have a great country, and that's true. You can't have a great country without free and fair elections. Fraud like this should mean a revocation of their licenses. They use our public multi-billion dollar in value airways for absolutely no money. They pay nothing. All we want is honesty in our elections and honesty in reporting. They pay nothing for multi-billion dollar assets. Great damage has been done to our country. Our elections were left vulnerable to being rigged and stolen, and the trust of the American people was lost. This cannot be allowed to continue. Every American, whether you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, or otherwise, should be able to agree that we deserve the most secure, honest, and fair election system anywhere in the world. Secure elections should be a partisan, really, we should be together, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, everybody. Mm-hmm. And it should not be a partisan issue. It should cause to unite us, not to divide us. This should be a cause. We should be united, not divided. In light of the brand new and irrefutable information I have revealed tonight, my administration is in the process of notifying the states whose election data was compromised by the People's Republic of China and many others. We will be working closely to mitigate any harm, and we're taking swift action to ensure that sensitive voter data is better protected so we can never be bought, we can never be hacked, and we can never watch a stolen election again. Tomorrow, the Secretary of Homeland Security will hold a briefing to outline his department's recent work confirming cyber vulnerabilities in our electronic voting systems. They are bad. We're in the process of informing governors, senators, and members of Congress of potential issues in their states. If you look at voting today, it's in such bad shape in so many states, and we are committing to fix it. And we're also committing to be working with those states and local jurisdictions to help them fix and patch known technical vulnerabilities before the midterm elections. We have very important elections coming up. We want those elections to be honest. I've also ordered DHS to notify every state about non-citizens on their voter rolls and direct them to remove all ineligible voters from the lists immediately.
He's dropping the gauntlet.
But most importantly, addressing this crisis of election security demands that Congress must pass the Save America Act.
It is.
How easy is that to do unless you want to cheat? The only reason you wouldn't do it is you want to cheat because your policies are so bad and your candidates are so pathetic that you can't get away or can't get elected any other way. This landmark bill requires that all voters must show photo voter ID. How simple is that? Could I have your photo, please? Photo voter ID. All voters must provide proof of citizenship. Are you a citizen of our country, please? And hopefully there will be no corrupt mail-in ballots, which if you watched California and so many other places, mail-in ballots are inherently corrupt. So you would have no mail-in ballots except for illness, disability, military deployment, or travel. If you're going away on business or vacation, these reforms are urgently needed to stop the vulnerabilities that I've mentioned. To all Americans, I ask you to pick up your phone tomorrow, call your representatives in the House and Senate, and demand that they pass the Save America Act without delay. Together, we will restore faith and confidence in our country, and we will be bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. Thank you. God bless you. God bless our great military. And God bless America. Thank you very much.
Okay, we're going to now talk about this. There was a lot in that speech that we have to break down. So if you could share this right now, this broadcast, because we're going to do the live commentary now. I spoke very little during his speech, just here and there, because I wanted to, all of you and myself, to hear what he was saying. But let's talk about this. First of all, he not only names the deep state by name, but he has now is declassifying these documents that prove the depths of election interference, not only by China, but by members of the deep state. He names Barack Obama by name. Now he's dropping the gauntlet here. We have to understand this. By declassifying this and exposing this giant that they have kept in the shadows, that they persecuted people over, that they said there's no election interference, that they persecuted Mike Lindell over, Clay Clark over, and others, us on Reawaken America, that was saying, yes, there is election interference. Tonight, the president, through declassifying actual hard documents and evidence, is ratifying and verifying this and saying, yes, indeed, we have the proof that there is election interference. So this has been years in the making right now, years in the making, because years ago, people were not only persecuted, but the media said there is no election interference. If you remember, Operation Mockingbird went through the media. There's no such thing as election interference. This isn't going on. This isn't happening. You all are crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. And they were burying it under the bureaucracy of the beast of Washington, D.C., along with the deep state, three-letter agencies, presidents, former presidents. And tonight, President Trump is saying, we have the evidence that this has been going on. We have the players, and he has now instructed them to declassify this to the public so the entire nation sees the level of interference that has been going on in this country within elections. This is a dropping of the gauntlet tonight that we are watching happen. Remember when I had warned a couple of weeks ago or so that July to September was going to be a doozy. I warned this. I said I was concerned about the window from July to September, that it was going to be a critical window, a potentially explosive window, and a dangerous window. Well, tonight he's dropping the gauntlet before the nation against the players and the deep state and the interconnected root system that lives beneath Washington, D.C., that is stretched out into the nation. He's exposing it. He's moving to expose it. He's not only moving to expose it, but he is asking for criminal investigations and charges to be filed against these individuals. He has said this before the nation tonight. He has exposed this before the nation. He wants these charges filed now. This is, let me tell you something, this is the line in the sand. This is it. And it's happening in America's 250th year. He made this speech tonight. 12 biblically has to do with government and rule. After America has entered its 250th year, he's made this speech the year that it is 9/11's 25th anniversary, with Rosh Hashanah beginning this year on 9/11. This is when he moves to declassify these documents. His own presidency's equal 9/11. This is when he's moving to ask for a criminal investigation and charges to be filed. This is where he's moving and making a plea before the nation for the Save America Act to be passed. You know why? He's declassifying this because those in the Senate, Democrat and Republican, Republican majority leadership, is not going to be able to escape now and stall anymore with those documents declassified. I believe we're about to see some overturnings in Congress on the Republican side. It's already begun, but I do believe the foolish man builds his house upon the sand. He builds that economy upon the sand, and we're about to see either an overturning or a coup within the Republican Party that is connected to all of this that has come out tonight. He also names Michigan. Now, He also names Michigan when it comes to a, I believe, a mail-in ballot scheme that was going on, a pretty large one. Now, I want to read to you two words from the Lord having to do with Michigan, because we're watching prophecy come to pass tonight. Okay, word of the Lord, February 13th, 2025. Minnesota is about to be turned over. We saw that already. Along with Michigan, says the Lord. The time is approaching of the reversal, says the Lord. We are watching the beginning of the overturning of Michigan tonight live with what he has just said. July 18th, 2025. I, the Lord, am about to lift the lid off Michigan and the dangerous operations that have been mobilized, says the Lord. That was July 18th, 2025. That prophecy was given almost 1 year to the day of this speech. This is July 16th, 2025. I delivered that word July 18th, 2025. So almost a year to the day, word of the Lord, warning about Michigan. He names Michigan openly tonight when it comes into a mail-in ballot fraud scheme that has been going on in great measure that is now being unearthed and exposed before the nation. Now, this reminds me, very similar, if you remember, JFK, John F. Kennedy, gave a speech about the war that we were against of a shadow type government. If you remember, John F. Kennedy gives this speech. Now, let me see if I can find the date for you. Give speech, shadow government to the press. We're going to do this live. Okay, let's see. Yes, his secret society speech. That was it. Hold on. Let me see if I can get a transcript of that. Because I think this is important. It's worth noting. Okay. Transcript. Here we go. Let me see now. He goes into, at some point, he addresses the press first, but then he goes into, he says, I refer first to the need for far greater public information, and second, to the need for far greater official secrecy. The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society, and we are as a people inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweigh the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control, and no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. He asked the press to recognize the nature of our country's peril. In time of war, the government and the press have customarily joined in an effort based largely on self-discipline to prevent unauthorized disclosure to the enemy. In times of clear and present danger, the courts have held that even the privileged rights of the First Amendment must yield to the public's need for national security. Today, no war has been declared, and however fierce the struggle may be, it may never be declared in the traditional fashion. Our way of life is under attack. Those who make themselves our enemy are advancing around the globe. The survival of our friends is in danger, and yet no war has been declared. No borders have been crossed by marching troops. No missiles have been fired. If the press is awaiting a declaration of war before it imposes the self-discipline of combat conditions, then I can only say that no war ever posed a greatest threat to our security. If you are awaiting a finding of clear and present danger, then I can only say that the danger has never been more clear and its presence has never been more imminent. It requires a change in outlook, a change in tactics, a change in missions by the government, by the people, by every businessman or labor leader, and by every newspaper. That is part of John F. Kennedy's speech that he gave. It was April 27th, 1961. The way Trump gave this speech very much reminded me of this speech of John F. Kennedy's. The air of it, the clear and present danger, the warning that we're dealing with a deep state, that we're dealing with the depth of election interference that goes across the oceans to China. The warning that the Save America Act needs to be passed to save our elections. The warning that there are powers that be at work that are attempting to interfere even now in the midterms. He's doing this now because of the midterms. We need to understand the strategy here. He's doing it 12 days after America entered its 250th year. 12 biblically has to do with government and rule. He's doing it months before the midterms. He's declassifying everything now before the midterms. He's asking for criminal charges to be filed now and investigated before the midterms. In this window between July and September is when we are watching all of this unfold before our very eyes. He's not playing. And I'm telling you right now, you need to pray for the safety of this man. You need to intercede and pray for the safety of President Trump, the safety of his children, and the safety of his wife, and the safety of the cabinet members now, because the gauntlet tonight has been dropped. The line in the sand has been drawn. Everything is being declassified that can be apparently having to do with election interference. The election interference that they told us for years did not exist. That social media platforms censored conservative voices over because they said they were spreading disinformation. You know what? The only disinformation tonight is the one that the media spread for years saying that election interference didn't exist. That is the only disinformation that exists tonight. And I'm telling you, you need to pray for the safety of this man and his family, because this is the window. Now that he's done this, you see, I knew this window was going to be intense. I knew from the Lord, July to September was going to be the issue, was going to be a treacherous time. He needs prayer and he needs to yield to the voice of the Holy Spirit in this time, because now that this is being declassified, what he is doing, he's cornering a wounded beast. We have to understand what he's doing tonight, President Trump. He's cornering a wounded animal, an animal that in a sense is already wounded, a beast that has lived underground in the shadows that is wounded. He's cornering it tonight. He's calling it out. He's exposing its tactics. He's bringing to light all the documentation that has been buried under bureaucracy of corrupt presidents, of corrupt members of Congress, of the three-letter agencies that have tried to bury this until this time. In America's 250th year is when we watch this now be unearthed. You know what's going on? This is the time of uprooting. This is the time, prophetically, this is the season of the root systems being exposed that we knew were there, that we weren't able to see, but we knew were vast, interconnected, and stretched across the nation. And this is the time now of uprooting. This is the time. That storm that happened July 4th, that went from New York to Washington, D.C., was a prophetic storm of warning what was going to come upon the nation. A storm of a different kind. A storm that would uproot. A storm that would expose. That was a prophetic storm that had 80-mile-an-hour winds. And here is this man, 80 years old, as president, stands here tonight and demands an uprooting. An uprooting and an exposing of the classified documents that will now be declassified that contain the evidence we have been waiting for years of election interference, because the media told us, the liberals told us, the deep state actors and players told us that there was no election interference, that we were the ones interfering in the election. We were the election deniers. We were the ones trying to stop free and fair elections. Let me tell you something about Satan and the kingdom of darkness and his disciples. They will always deflect and accuse you of the very thing that they are doing. And that is exactly what has gone on for years until tonight, when now we're going to see the proof declassified. And I personally am going to be going and looking through these documents so I can talk about this publicly with you. But I'm curious what is in them, because if he has to come on and announce he's declassifying this, I bet you there are things in here, in these documents, that are going to be shocking. But he's also declassifying it to get the Save America Act passed, to now show the public the proof and the evidence of the urgency to pass the Save America Act, the proof and the evidence that the Save America Act needs to pass to protect elections in this nation, because they have been compromised. They have been corrupted. They have been corroded. There is an infection that has lingered, right? It now, the stench is coming to the surface, and now it has to be drained. And when an infection has to be drained, it has to be cut. It has to be exposed. It has to be poured out. And I believe tonight is the beginning of this. I believe too, this is why they wanted to try to take him out at the UFC White House event, because they knew this was coming. They knew the sands in the hourglass were running down. They knew the clock was almost at midnight, and he was going to order these things to be declassified. When President Kennedy called these things out, they killed him in Texas. I want you to remember I'm saying this right now. When President Kennedy called these things out, they killed him in Texas. Those in our own government assisted in doing that. We need to pray for the life of this man, that he finishes the mandate that God has given him, that he finishes the race set before him that he's been given to do, that he not only has the wisdom, but will walk in humility of the Holy Spirit right now, and let the Holy Spirit navigate him through the treacherous terrain that is occurring July to September. There is treacherous terrain ahead, I'm telling you now. And he needs to humble himself before the Holy Spirit and allow him to be the counselor in his ear that now navigates him to the terrain, because they're going to try to set ambushes. I'm telling you this right now. They are going to try. We are going to see more than one Nehemiah 6 moment where they try to set a meeting that's really an ambush. I'm telling you, these are coming. They are in the works already. The temperature of the nation is rising. It is reaching a boiling point in the midst of this. And it's all coming out. America's 250th year. In America's 250th year, after a storm on July 4th that was prophetic, this is now not only all being declassified, But now he himself is asking publicly for a criminal investigation and criminal charges to be filed. He's not playing. He's not playing with Congress. He's not playing with the Save America Act. I don't believe he's playing at all. I really don't, because this was not a, I don't believe this was a planned, I don't believe it was planned. Now, let me see. Today is the, it is today the day that JFK, today's the day, is it, that JFK Jr. died? Interesting point. My team is giving me information while we're live. Today is the day of President Trump's speech, that JFK Jr. died in that plane crash. So this is all aligned. JFK, Trump, this is all aligning right now in America's 250th year. He died 27 years ago. 2027, President Trump enters midway through his term. It also is a Jewish leap year known as a pregnant year, where there will be double Purims, Adar 1 and Adar 2, Purim Katan and Little Purim, which means double decrees of destruction going out that are going to take double divine reversals and the intercession of the church in all sincerity to reverse them. Okay, now let's see. Come to the surface. 5726 was another word where you mentioned all of this. On 526, can we find that excerpt and email it to me? Thank you. They're telling me, my team, that on 5726, I gave a word where I mentioned all of this, the documents that would come to the surface. They are going to clip it right now and send it to me via email so we can discuss this live. Let's see. Okay. Thank you for alerting me to that, team. So my team is alerting me to things as we are. But I was sensing JFK. I did not know today was the day that JFK Jr. died. But in my spirit, I was sensing it. I was sensing it. And that's why I was going there and going to that speech. But now he gives it the day that JFK Jr. died. I don't think. And that's, it's okay, guys. It's okay. All the dogs are in here right now because Chris and Moose are still trying to fix the plumbing issue. So please don't mind the animals getting all stirred up. It's totally fine. But I'm waiting for this to come to my email. I want to read this to you live. So as soon as our team gets it to me, I am going to read it to you. I will look for it. They should be having it in a minute here and finding it for me. Okay, they're giving me the thumbs up. I'm going to my email and we will, here we go. Perfect. They just sent it to me. Okay. Ready? I'm going to read to you this word in its entirety from May 7th, 2026. Word of the Lord. I'm just making it a little bigger. I'm putting it in a font that I can, that's big enough here. Okay. Here we go. Word of the Lord, 5/7/2026. The Republican Party is about to endure a purging and a cleansing that publicly will look detrimental. However, it shall bring the dross to the surface and clean out the lingering infection that has prevented it from moving forward to accomplish what it must in this time. Excuse me. You are about to see a separation of the refuse of the dirty deals, of the alliances made in the shadows between socialist, Democrat, and Republicans. They shall be brought to the surface. They shall come forth and be exposed in a way that shall be another shock to the system of Congress. However, this must be done now for the midterms to not be weighed down in scandal. I am calling it forth now, says the Lord. March out the scandals, both parties. I command them to come forth and be laid bare for the money changers. This is the hour. Their table is overturned, including the Supreme Court, says the Lord. Governors who think they can hold on to November, your hidden agreements with other nations to help you keep your seat. China, shall be marched out. That's what's happening. It's being marched out. Jeffries and Schumer, says the Lord. Your reckoning has come. Grace has thinned to a vapor. You assisted in outing members of your own party to hide what you have done. However, it is about to be found out, says the Lord. For this is a time of great uncovering, a time of agreements with signatures and great reward to come forth, and its contents shown. Flash drives, hard drives, documents buried under bureaucracy shall be found, says the Lord. Raids are just beginning, says the Lord, for what you have taken from criminals shall be found out. What you have taken from terrorists shall come to the surface. What you have taken from imams shall be laid bare. What you have taken from sheiks in the Middle East shall reveal themselves. What you have taken from oligarchs shall come forth. That was the word of the Lord that the Lord had me deliver. The National Day of Prayer, May 7th, 2026. And in that word, it speaks of what we are watching happen tonight. It speaks of what is being declassified tonight. It warned that this was coming, and it was going to be a shock to the system of Congress. There's a part in this word I want to read again. The lingering infection. It shall bring the dross to the surface and clean out the lingering infection that has prevented it from moving forward, meaning the Republican Party, to accomplish what it must in this time. You're about to see a separation of the refuse of the dirty deals, of the alliances made in the shadows, right, between Socialist, Democrat, and Republicans. Okay. Now, he says it has to be done now that the midterms are not weighed down in scandal, the Lord says. March out the scandals, both parties. Okay. Governors who think they can hold on till November, like in Michigan, we're going to get to that. Your hidden agreements with other nations, China, to help you keep your seat shall be marched out. Now, let's see here. A time of agreement, for this is a time of great uncovering. This is the part. A time of agreements with signatures and great reward to come forth and its content shown. Flash drives, hard drives, documents buried under bureaucracy shall be found, says the Lord. Raids are just beginning, says the Lord. For what you have taken from criminals shall be found out, says the Lord. This was a criminal operation with these mail-in ballots. Trump specifically, President Trump, mentions Michigan. Michigan was warned that shortly after Minnesota, Michigan was going to be overturned. He put Michigan on the map tonight. He put the fraud in Michigan now on the map. Minnesota came first, and then Michigan. And the two words from the Lord that I read having to do with Michigan, there's more, but I had these two for tonight. Minnesota was mentioned first, and then Michigan. And then he said he was going to lift the lid off of Michigan July 18th, 2025, and the dangerous operations that have been mobilized, says the Lord. And tonight, the lid was lifted off of Michigan, and the mail-in ballot operation that was going on to try to tamper, allegedly, with the elections. This is now all coming to the surface. And he wouldn't say this, President Trump, unless there was evidence in these documents that are now being declassified of this. He would not be saying this unless he was about to produce the evidence of this to be declassified. And so what we'll do is, people are asking if we could pray right now. Now, this has been going on for 6 years. 6 years this has been going on. 2020 is when we watched one of the greatest hijacking of an election in this nation that we've ever seen. And they began to persecute those that said there was interference. And they began to smear their name. They began to call them election deniers and persecute them to the hills. Tonight, they say, we have the evidence to prove all the way back to 2020. That this was going on. I'm telling you, the players in this are getting cornered. And when a wounded animal gets cornered, it strikes. Listen to what I'm saying. When a wounded animal gets cornered, it will move to strike. They are going to move to strike at the presidency and at the cabinet. They are going to move to do this. And we need to intercede and pray that it does not succeed tonight. We need to intercede and pray because the enemy and his agents would love nothing more than in America's. I want you to listen. I just want you to hear what I'm saying to you. I just want you to hear it in its entirety. The enemy and his agents would love nothing more than in America's 250th year to make a bloodshed of a shepherd in this nation, of high leadership in this nation. The enemy would love nothing more because he wars on grounds of covenant than in America's 250th year to shed the blood of high leadership in this nation as a symbolic message in order to try to take the soul of America. The enemy would like nothing more than America's 250th year to do this. In the year 9/11 is 25 years old. In the year Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets begins on 9/11. And now we are watching a 9/11 moment here when it comes to the declassification of what we're going to see now in these documents. The timing of this is profound. It's not an accident. And this is the window, July to September, that is a treacherous window. And I will tell you, July is the seventh month on our calendar. September is the ninth month, right? That makes 79, which is when the Iranian Revolution happened to be. But that window is a desperate window. It is desperate. It is reckless. It is one that is, we have to intercede and pray that what they're going to try to put into motion, potentially a kill switch, is stopped in its tracks and dismantled in the name of Jesus Christ. My treachery. Oh, very interesting. Okay, my team just gave me something else. Thank you very much. In the same word of the Lord from May 7th, 2026, this was in that word too. Civil war shall break out in one network that has been the eye, which is CBS, and the other, the eye is CBS, and the other, the peacock, which is NBC. Watch those two closely, for the treachery to be exposed is great. It shall be called criminal. The intelligence community shall even warrant a visit to their headquarters, says the Lord. Those networks were involved in the interference. Those networks were involved in that back then. That was that. So all those two portions came from the same word, May 7th, 2026, National Day of Prayer. So if you want, we will pray together right now. A lot of people are asking in the chat if we can pray. Please pray, continue to pray for Kerr County in Texas. The flooding has been very serious. Pastor Ricky Ray was carrying a neighbor's dog in waist-deep water this morning to get them to safety. And so please just continue to pray for them as well in the middle of this. But if you'd like, we can pray. We can pray and intercede right now as we come to a close for tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day. Father, we come before you with thanksgiving and praise, saying, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We enter your courts, Father God, with praise. We enter your gates with thanksgiving, Father God. We praise you. We thank you, Lord. We ask you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We acknowledge the immense sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to this earth, willingly died, was the Passover lamb, purchased us by the shedding of his own own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And we just honor that before you this day. He miraculously rose again. He is ruling and reigning at your right hand, Lord, forevermore. We praise you for that, Lord. We praise you. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we bring the Trump administration before you. We bring President Trump, his cabinet, before you, Father God. And Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, it is written, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against them in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication comes from you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we come together in agreement. We take authority over every plot, Father, every plan, every demonic conspiracy, Father God, every attempt on their lives, Father God, every plan to steal, kill, and destroy, Father God, Lord, every embargo the enemy attempts to place, every ambush the enemy is attempting to set against them, in the name of Jesus Christ, let it be exposed and dismantled, destroyed, disabled by the holy fire of God, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, rendered powerless, and scattered in the name of Jesus Christ right now. Let God arise and let his enemy be scattered. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that your protection, Father God, that your hedge would be upon them, Father God, that your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions in the name of Jesus Christ would be dispatched to stand guard, Father God, around them at the north, south, east, and west, as well as above and below and against every dimensional access point. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you give them eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. Open their ears now, Lord. Open their spirits up to hear your voice, know your voice, and as strangers, they will not follow. Every plot and plan of harm that the enemy is attempting to birth forth, Father God, Lord, let it prematurely fall in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be exposed, its components, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, what they will attempt to send in the air, what they will attempt to send from the air against the president and his cabinet, Father God, let it rupture prematurely in the name of Jesus Christ and be dismantled and destroyed before it ever gets near them, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, let your holy light shine upon the plans and the shadows right now that are attempting to be birthed in order to bring forth destruction and a national crisis in this nation. The national crisis they seek to manufacture in this window, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let it be aborted in the spirit and in the natural and dismantled and destroyed and exposed, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak total, Father God, just wisdom in this time, Father, that they would be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, that your people would be equipped to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves in this time, Father God, that we would be able, Father God, to see from your perspective, Father, what is happening, to understand, Father God, the mobilization of the enemy, to understand the direction the enemy is coming from, to understand the weapons the enemy has chosen to pick up, Father God, in order that we may be equipped through your word, through the weapons of our warfare that are not carnal but mighty through God, to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds in this time. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a standard against him. Father, raise that standard in this time. Raise it in the White House, Father God. Raise it in your people, Father. Raise the standard that is needed in this time, in this season, Father God. Let the battle cry from heaven go forth to your people and throughout this nation in this time. Father, raise up the Joshuas and the Calebs who understand the covenant battle, who understand the jurisdiction of when heaven rules in their favor and heaven ratifies a covenant, Father God. This is the times of the Joshuas and the Calebs being raised up, that they see what's happening in the land. They see the giants of the land. They see the hostilities in the land, but they also see that they're their God is far greater than any people, nation, tribe, language, tongue, or weapon that the enemy could deploy at them, Father. We praise you that you are giving your people that perspective, that you are giving them that revelation in this time, Father God, that Moses was meant to lead them to a point. Joshua and Caleb were meant to lead them in battle. We praise you, Lord. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you that you hear the cries of your people, that we come before you humbly but boldly to the throne of grace, Father God, knowing that the blood of Jesus Christ testifies and speaks better things than that of the blood of Abel, that the blood of Jesus has a voice in your courts, Father God, and is testifying on our behalf. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, what is owing to attempt to rise out of the sewers of Washington, D.C., a deadly beast that will attempt to rise up out of the sewers and out of the shadows in order to strike symbolically in the nation, that beast would be caught, subdued, and put down as it attempts to advance towards the White House, Father. We praise you, Lord. We thank you for tonight. We bless your holy name, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I felt that. I felt that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we're going to continue to intercede and pray. We're going to watch this situation closely. We're going to discern in this. We need to be able to see what the world can't. You see, the people of God in this time, we have to be able to see what the world can't. We have to be able to see past the noise, past the media, to understand the strategies of the sophisticated level of warfare that the enemy has taken it in this time. This is why these things are being declassified now. We have entered a heightened level of sophisticated warfare in this nation that half the church is not ready to fight. And God needs a faithful remnant submitted to his will, his plans, his purposes. And that becomes the majority. That becomes the majority in the battle. Gideon and 300 men defeated 147,000 Midianites because they were submitted to and partnered with the plans and purposes of Almighty God. James 4:7, 47. That's a word for the 47th president of the administration. Therefore, submit to God, number one. Resist the devil, number two. And number three, he will flee from you. That is a battle strategy for the 47th presidency in this time. So we praise the Lord. And I'm going to put up, we're just going to put up a couple of real quick. We're going to put up one sponsor. We're going to put up Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Text Andrew. You can text him at 310-433-3524. Email him. His email is on the screen, or go to our ministry partners page. Andrew Sorcini is knowledgeable in all things gold, silver, gold-backed IRAs, revaluing your portfolio. He does free portfolio reviews. He has the Cyrus coin that we have with him, which has Cyrus on the front, our German shepherd, but it's an ode to the book of Isaiah and King Cyrus. He has that coin. So please reach out to Andrew today. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Thank you to our moderators and our team for coming on late tonight. I think this was very profound, what happened tonight and what we witnessed the President of the United States not only say is being declassified, but what he is calling for in this hour. So continue to be watchmen, be vigilant, armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I encourage you to say it every single day. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19 from the Believer's Authority. I say those scriptures every evening before bed, as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6. Mobilize the word. Use the word. It's living, active, and current for every generation. We have to fight these battles with the legality of the word. The word is the lived, breathed, ratified word of God. And we need that in God's court to fight the battles that are ahead of us. So we continue to go deeper in this word, get more and more anchored in the Lord, that he can take you deeper in this time, because the people of God need to be mobilized as the army of the living God right now and raise up. You know, Jesus just can't be something we do on Sundays. It has to be a lifestyle. Following Jesus Christ has to become a lifestyle to believers in this hour, a complete lifestyle, a complete following every day, picking up that cross every day, following after Christ every day. I encourage you in that. It can't just be a Sunday thing right now. It won't work. So we encourage you, seek the Lord, seek him while he may be found. God bless everyone. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your week and weekend. And we will be putting out shorts, and we will announce when we're going back on live next week. Keep the faith.